Hey, this is Gordon Pillay. Welcome to Positive Pillay. Carrie and I speak weekly about different topics to men and women on self-improvement. You know, we help people to clear the clutter, get their mind straight, get themselves in order, and push them in a better, more positive direction. You know, today's broadcast is going to be about best friends, the 8 defining characteristics of what is a best friend. I hope you enjoy it. However, I'm going to tell you, as I did some research, read over some materials, listened to other people talk, I came up with 8 defining characteristics. I hope you enjoy these. I think they really do apply. So here we go, the 8 defining characteristics of a best friend. Number 1, the ability to know what I feel and to be where I am. Telepathically, you know, telepathy, think about that I have some idea, some intuition, some notion, and that your best friend has the uncanny ability to read your mind or to know the words that you're going to say before they even come out your mouth. You know, I want to tell you that, yes, we all know that when we communicate, only 4% of the meaning is in the words we use, and that the other, you know, 54% is facial expressions and body language, and that the other 38 or so percent is about how we say the words. Now, what's interesting about this notion of telepathy and friendship is, you know, is it possible that they really have a sense for what I'm about to feel or experience just by the idea that we've developed this connection over a long period of time? Is this possible? But yet, when I talk to people and they give me these notions of their deep-seated connection with others, they quite typically have the ability to tell me some notion or some forecast of what's going to happen. And I'll tell you, my experience is 90% of the time they're right. Number 2, my best friend has the ability to be honest with me in ways that count. You know, I best friend, you could be sitting at the table and have a piece of broccoli in your tooth, and a best friend thinks nothing of saying, look, you got something, look, it's right there, it's whatever. You know, they don't have those inhibitions that other people have. But here's what's important. Your best friends will always give you a real opinion, but not an opinion that discourages you or demotivates. They're not there to evaluate or grade or measure. They're there to speak to you in terms of motivation, inspiration, and accomplishment. You know, you may have heard that notion that a glass, is it half empty or is it half full? Well, that's what's important about the honesty in a real friendship. They talk to you in terms of how do we make your life more full. They don't talk to you about how it was emptied. They walk the walk with you, good or bad. They never say, I told you so. But when they talk to you in an honest reflection of what's going on in your life, they talk to you in terms of motivation, inspiration, and the ways to help you accomplish. Number 3, one of the things that I think is important for friendship, best friends, is the ability to laugh and to have humor. You know, I can tell you the other night I was playing with my daughter as we were going through different ways to handshake, and I just started laughing. I laughed so hard my side hurt. And then I was reflecting how, you know, my best friend and I were out the other day talking about things that had happened in our lives, and those reflected memories just brought a smile to my face, and we started laughing. I mean, this sounds silly, but I've learned a long time ago, the brain can't tell the difference between the memory of a past event and happening right now. And the more we build those memories with best friends, the more we can experience those fun experiences, and the more we have the ability to relive them, to enjoy them. You see, my bestie knows how to tickle my funny bone, and they take every opportunity to do it. And then number 4, my best friend, empathy through feeling. Empathy, you know, I think you might have heard that idea about sympathy and empathy. Sympathy is when you tell somebody, oh, that's a shame. It's kind of fake and phony, and it's a reflected sort of, oh, you poor thing. But empathy, that's different. See, that's where I care. That's where I walk the walk of life with you. I get a feeling for what you're going through, because I put myself in your shoes. I know what triggers your emotions. I know how you feel. And I'm there not just to guard you and protect you, but also to understand what you're experiencing when you experience. Remember that best friends are there forever. And so the bad will come, but so will the good. And you know, this too will pass, because you and I, we're here in the long run, and I'm going to be there for you. I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to do the best I can to feel what you experience. but I always know that I'm there to be with you and give you that hug should you need it. Number five, best friends are generous with all that they have. Generosity. You know, giving comes natural when you're with someone you care about, someone you love. I mean, that's what your best friend is. It's someone that you really love. So you don't measure money or time or space. You share with them freely, and you share with them in such a way that there's no counter that's counting the moments or measuring the amount of investment that's been made. You know, these are people that you just enjoy being with. And you know, sometimes you give more than you receive, but the law of abundance tells me that what goes around comes around. Repayment may not come from you, but it will come because it's a law of the universe. When I'm with you, I don't keep a tab, and you don't keep a tab on me, because we give and we receive freely. It's the idea that you're someone that I just don't have that need. You will always be there for life, and maybe the investment's not going to come back today, but it will be back tomorrow. We create a flow, and the flow is of sharing and of caring between you, between me. It's about us. Number five, generosity. Number six, we build in the vault of life and trust. You know, trust, secrets, fears, deep thoughts. They are just some of the things that we freely share with a best friend. You know, these are treasures. The treasures of our low points, the treasures of our high points, they are the things that defined us, not just for who I was or who I am, but who I am today, rather. And you know, it's about us, because as you and I invest in the vault of trust, we experience those investments in its contents. We get to know in each other, and we grow and we flourish because of the expanse of our experiences and the depth of our experiences. You know, these investments are treasures, and they're treasures for life. And so this idea of trust and the trust that we build, it's based on private information that you and I both share, and both of us know that there'll never be a time when that private information is used against me or used in any way to hurt. Number seven, I want you to know that I'm there to motivate and encourage. My best thinks I'm awesome. They love me for all the things that I've been through and all the things that I've done. They are there to boost me up every day, and they find ways to build me up and shake me off when life throws a curveball. They're my personal cheerleader. You know, there's not a time that I can't call my best friend and get something good from them to tell me about how I can tackle this or how I can move forward. You know, they're always reminding me that great things are on the way. They may not be here today. Today may be a pitfall of life, but you know what? It's an uphill climb, but at the top, we will celebrate that we made this world work for us in the way that we think it needed to work for us. You know, they're always focused on positive attributes. They're always finding ways to make me a better person and to share with me some ideas that can bring me to this place, but it's a better place. And then finally, I want to tell you number eight, and number eight I think is the most important, and that is my friends have a steadfast belief that we are together for life. You know, your best friend always has your back. They're always there to protect you. In the military, I was in the Air Force for many years, and I'll tell you what, fighter pilots will tell you, check six, you know, 12 o'clock, that's straight ahead, check six, that's your backside. You can't see behind your head, but you know what, your friends can see. They can see what's coming up behind you, and they will protect you. No matter what the situation, they'll always be there to protect you. They don't say bad things about you, not to anyone. And if they hear something that's bad or indignant or rude, they correct that. They stand up for you. They don't measure you by your mistakes. They measure you by your potential, because they're there for you. They are steadfast. I want to remind you as we close today, you know, that of that number eight, think of the James Taylor, Carole King song, but the lyrics speak for themselves. And I'll just give them to you. You can just call out my name, and you know, wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you have to do is call, because I'll be there. Yes, I will. And you've got a friend. Hey, this is Gordon Pillay, Dr. Pillay. I'm with Interventions, you know, my podcast. And if you will, just give me some ideas of what you think about this topic. My email is gordonpillay@gmail.com. Sign up, and I'll get you my podcast weekly as I put them out there. Understand Interventions has been around for about 25 years. I love what I do, and if I can inspire you in some way, motivate you in some way, I'd love to hear from you. Again, I'm Dr. Pillay. Thanks for listening.